亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家主内平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
也为上海的弟兄姐妹向各位问安。
And I greet you, on behalf of the brothers and sisters in Shanghai.
每一次回到我们上墨尔本的属灵的家，回去上海，他们都向我们来问说我们这边教会如何。他们都非常关心大家。
Every time we travel back, the Shanghai brothers and sisters will ask how everyone is doing here, and they send their best regards.
因为每一年过去每一年的年末，刘牧师跟刘师母都会到上海住一段时间，然后喂养他们。
Because at the end of every year, Pastor Liu and Mrs. Liu would travel to Shanghai.To stay with them for a while and to teach them and guide them.
刘牧师已经被接回天家，所以他们也非常的怀念。但是他们也知道自己要长大了。
So now, Pastor Liu has been taken back to the Lord. So the Shanghai brothers and sisters know that they miss him, but they know they have to start feeding themselves and to start growing.
所以在刘牧师过世这一年多的时间，其实上海的弟兄也是非常的怀念，非常的想念刘牧师。
So during these past years, the Shanghai brothers and sisters really miss Pastor Liu and they remember him.
我们今天要分享的题目是得享安息，这个也是我从刘牧师身上所观察到的。
So the topic for today is to find rest for your soul, and this is something that I observed in Pastor Liu.
所以我想一开始想问问各位，你们最羡慕老牧师的是什么东西？
So firstly, I want to ask, what do you admire most about Pastor Liu?
你们最羡慕老牧师什么？
What do you admire most about him?
背圣经，好。
Memorizing the Bible.
我们都非常羡慕他会背圣经，对不对？
We admire him for memorizing the Bible.
还有没有？
Is there anything else?
最羡慕老牧师。
What else do you admire most about him?
最羡慕老牧师的讲道。
His preaching, his sermons.
因为他会背圣经，所以他当然讲道很有力量，对不对？
Because he can memorize the Bible, so he's very powerful when he preaches.
我告诉你我最羡慕老牧师什么，好不好？
I'll tell you what I admire most about Pastor Liu.
因为我在上海近距离的观察。
So through my close observation with him.
所以我发现一个现象。
I discovered something.
他可以每一次看完电视以后就去讲道。
He can preach a sermon right after watching television.
而且他的讲道还充满了圣灵的力量。
And his sermon is still full of the spiritual power.
各位了解我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean?
老牧师非常喜欢看电视。
So Pastor Liu loves watching television.
我们家里面就只要他在呢，那个电视就是属于他的。
As long as he is at our house, the television belongs to him.
所以他每一次在等讲道的时候，他就在看电视。
So every time when he waits to preach, he watches television.
我就坐在他的旁边，听听看他到底。在看什么？
And I sit beside him and I observe what he's watching.
因为如果是我呢，我讲到之前一定很紧张，把房子关起来，跪在那边，我们要读圣经，要祷告，才充满灵的力量嘛。
Because if it were me that were about to preach, I would be very nervous. I would close myself in the room and prepare to be filled with spiritual power.
但是他却可以看完电视就去讲道。
But Pastor Liu, he can preach right after watching television.
我非常羡慕。
And I really admire that.
所以我就坐在那边听他说他看电视的内容。
And so I have a look at the contents that he's watching on TV.
我发现一个现象。
And I discovered something.
他在看电视他通常他喜欢看新闻。
So when he watches TV, he likes to watch the news.
他就会想说，哎呀，这个世界事情的发生跟圣经上面。真的是有很多是在圣经印证出来。
He will discover that a lot of events that's happening around the world actually has been prophesied in the Bible.
他也喜欢看一些科技的，还有一些自然、大自然、动物奇观等等的节目。
And he likes watching technology, news, the environment.
他就很赞叹说神的创造跟神的伟大。
And he would exclaim and be wondered by God's creation.
他也喜欢看连续剧，还有韩剧。
Likes watching dramas, Korean dramas.
他就会笑话这些人，就会笑话这些人的喜怒哀乐。
He would be very interested about the ups and down of people's lives.
啊，他就会看就笑，你看这个人真好笑，为了这个世界上的事情忙得这个头昏脑胀。
He would laugh and say, "This person is really funny. He is burdened by the troubles of everyday life."
所以我发现，其实他在看电视，好像他在跟上帝讲话一样。
So when he watches TV, it is like he is talking to God.
因为他是一个活在神话语当中的人。
Because he is one that lives within God's words.
他的心思意念都在神里头。
And all of his thoughts are within God.
所以无论他做什么，他都活在安息里。
So regardless of what he does, he's always in peace.
我们今天所读的圣经是要让我们如何去享受安息。
And so the Bible that we will read today is how to find rest.
什么人需要安息？
What sort of people needs rest?
我们刚才所读的圣经里面。
So just then in the Bible we read.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到主那边去。
Those who are weary and burdened.
他必使我们得着安息。
God will let us find rest.
那什么人是在地上感觉劳苦呢？
And what sort of person feels trouble on earth?
我想我们可能只要在地上的人都会感觉。
I think anyone on this earth will feel.
因为在摩西在诗篇第九十篇那边就讲到说，人的一生呐、啊，就是强壮的话可到八十岁。
Because Moses said that if a person is strong, he can live to 80 years old.
但是他一生所经花的。不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And their whole life is actually just trouble and sorrow, and it goes by in a blink of an eye.
所以劳苦担重担似乎是每一个人在世界上都会有的感觉。
So the weary and burdened, it's something that everyone will feel.
那么我们到底为什么事情感觉到劳苦愁烦呢？
So what things make us feel weary and burdened?
我们来看圣经。
So we can have a look at the Bible.
第一个事情是。世界上生活的欲望。
So first would be the anxieties of life.
我们请翻到路加福音21:34。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21:34.
路加福音21:34。
Luke 21:34.
如果旁边有需要帮助的朋友们，那请大家帮他翻一下圣经。
Please help anyone beside you that needs help with the Bible.
好，我们来翻到了，一起来读路加福音的21:34。
Let's read Luke chapter 21:34.
好，我们读中文的，读英文的，我们一起来。
We'll read together.
路加福音21:34。
Luke 21:34.
预备来。你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。这边讲到，在末后的时代，人们都为了一些事情思虑烦扰。
Here it says that at the end of the world, people will be trapped and annoyed by all the worries of life.
最直接的就是我们每天吃什么喝什么。
The most obvious would be what do we eat, what will we drink?
我在团契里面分享过，我妈妈现在有失智症。
So I shared at our fellowship that my mom now has Alzheimer's disease.
那有失智症的老人最在乎的是什么呢？
So someone who is losing their memory, what do they care most about?
我今天吃什么？
What will I eat today?
所以人到最后那个生理上面就是我要吃什么喝什么。
So at the end, a person would only worry about what they will eat, what they will drink.
其实不要讲失智的人，就连我们正常人每天也在想吃什么喝什么。
So even for us normal people, we think what we're going to eat and drink every day.
不光是吃，要吃饱。我们现在还要吃得很好，要吃各样不同的口味。
Not only do we want to fill our stomachs, we want to try a variety of food.
它会不会让我们思虑很多麻烦的事情
？And it will let us think about a lot of troublesome things.
我想我跟琼琼就有这样的经验，因为我们在吃一种减肥餐。
So John and I would have this sort of experience because we were on a diet.
我们才会发现呢、啊，其实我们平常为了吃喝的东西花了太多的时间。
So we realized that we spent way too much time troubling on what to eat.
所以这是我们会思虑烦扰的事。
So this is something that will trouble us.
还有什么事情会让我们思虑烦扰呢
？What other things trouble us？
当然就是钱财。
Money。
好，我们一起来看这段圣经，在马太福音第十三章二十二节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 22.
马太福音第十三章第二十二节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 22.
这段圣经是讲到撒种的比喻。
So here is the parable of the weeds.
当你要去撒种的时候，这个种子若是掉在荆棘里面。
The parable of the sower, if the seed is sown into the thorns.
那么这个长起来的这一棵树就被荆棘挤住了。
Then it will grow up and be choked.
所以呢，这个荆棘代表的就是今生的思虑。
And the thorns represent the troubles of every day.
我们一起来读这段圣经，在马太福音十三章二十二节。
Let's read Matthew 13, verse 22.
好，请我们一起来。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。世上的思虑在这边讲到，大部分都是钱财的迷惑。
The worries of life, it says here, are mainly the deceitfulness of wealth.
因为我们在世生活，我们就必须要有一些财产，才能够去，让我们生活下去。
Because as we live on this earth, we need to have a bit of wealth in order to survive.
我们要做一些事情，为的目的也是要赚点钱。
And our purpose in a lot of stuff is to earn money.
其实钱说实在够用就好。
But in actual fact, if we have enough money, that's just enough, then it will be good.
但是我们很多时候刹不住车，我们就为了钱，我们就思虑很多，思虑很多，最后我们所有的思想都放在如何赚钱的身上。
But often we can't slow down, and we run faster and faster, and we fall into worrying about earning money.
很容易我们就把赚钱放在亲近神的前面。
And often we would put earning money before God.
这也是我们思虑的一个主要来源之一。
And so this is one of the worries, the origin of worry.
其实还有一个，让我们思虑烦扰的，却是不是我们刚才所讲的吃喝或是赚钱，却是我们在教会里面。
There is something else, aside from eating and drinking and money, something else that.In church.
不是我们在教会里面每一个人就想到安息了。
Not just in church, we can have rest and peace.
我们来看圣经里面的马大。
We can have a look at Martha in the Bible.
在路加福音第十章第四十节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 40.
我们从四十节读到四十一节。
We'll start from verse 40 to 41.
路加福音四十章。第十章第四十节到四十一节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 40 to 41.
好，我们翻到了，也一起来读这两节。
Let's read it together.
来，马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。”好，我们就读到这，因为这讲的是马大。
So he talks about Martha.
那马大呢？他在侍候，在服侍，主耶稣。
So Martha is serving the Lord.
他事多，以至于他忙乱。
And so she was distracted by all the preparations.
于是他就跟上帝抱怨，以及跟耶稣抱怨。
And she complained to Jesus.
耶稣跟他说，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Jesus said, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things.
因为我也是在教会里面，做了很多的服事。
And so I do a lot of service at church.
所以我可以讲，我有很多时候也是心里忙乱。
And I can say that often, I feel very disturbed and worried about many.
并没有在教会服事里面得着安息。
And I don't necessarily find peace and rest from church work.
所以我相信在座的弟兄姐妹应该也有跟我有一样的一些感觉。
So I believe many brothers and sisters here might have the same feeling as I do.
那么我们怎么样才能够得安息呢？
So how can we get rest?
牧师跟我们讲过一个很容易的方法。
So pastor said a very easy way.
叫做交出去以及接进来。
That is to give away and to take in.
我们交出去什么呢？
What do we give away?
请我们还是要翻圣经来看。
So let us look at the Bible.
在腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节。
In Philippians chapter 6 verse, chapter 4 verse 6 to 7.
腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节。
Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7.
好，我们也请大家一起来读腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节。
Let us read Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7.
好，来，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。他这边讲到说，我们把什么东西要交出去？
So here it says, what do we need to give away?
把挂虑，对不对？
Anxiousness.
把你的挂虑要交出去，你就一无挂虑了。
So if you present any of your requests to God, then you won't have any more anxiousness.
你怎么交出去呢？
So how would you give it away?
借着祷告。
Through prayer.
祷告里面呢，有一个是你跟上帝求，然后你马上跟上帝谢。
So one is to you petition to God, and then you thank God.
这个祷告的秘诀就是你有事情去跟上帝求，然后你很快就跟上帝感谢。
The secret to this is you petition to God, and then you very quickly give thanksgiving.
当你做完这一个动作以后，你就把你的挂虑交出去了。
So right after the act of doing this, you have given away your anxieties.
所以若是我们当中今天我们心中有很多思虑烦扰，就像刚才所讲，不论吃喝，或者是钱财，甚至服事，我们心中有挂虑，有思虑烦扰的话。不妨试试看。
So for any of us here, if we are worried by life through anxieties of our life, our deceitfulness of the wealth, and distracted by the serving at church, all we have to do is just petition it to God.
你跟上帝求以后，你跟上帝感谢，你就进入安息。
If you petition to God and you give thanksgiving to Him, then you will enter rest.
因为刚才我们所读的，神会赐给你出人意外的。平安。
Because just as we read, God will give you peace, which transcends all understanding.
但是在这里我们要特别注意，当你交出去，你若是没有做下一个动作，你这个平安很快没有根，它会跑掉。
But we must pay attention here, because after you petition, if you don't give thanksgiving, then what you receive, the peace that you receive will quickly run away.
如果你没有做下一个动作的话，这个平安就会很快失去。
If you don't do this next move, then this peace will go away very quickly.
什么动作呢？我们来看希伯来书第四章一到二节。
And what move is this? Let us look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 to 2.
对，希伯来书第四章第一节到第二节。
Let's look at Hebrews 4, verses 1 to 2.
希伯来书第四章第一节第二节，我们请大家一起来读。
Hebrews 4, verse 1 to 2.
好，预备，请。我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异。因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。这边讲到说，我们虽然 我们借由祷告祈求感谢可以将主的平安赐给我们。
So here it says that even though we prayed, and God's peace has been given to us.
但是我们还要畏惧，还要谨慎。
But we also must, be very, we must remember.
我们要谨慎什么呢？我们要谨慎，因为当若是这个平安进到我们里面，我们没有与神的话调和的话。
Because if we did not combine it with God's words.
那么这个也是与我们无益的。
Then this will have no value to us.
所以把什么接近我们里面呢？就是神的话。
So what must we take in? That's God's words.
这个叫做与道调和。
And this is called, to combine it with God's words.
所以我们能够得安息的秘诀就是与道调和。
So the secret to, get rest is to combine it with the word.
所以刚才我问我们羡慕老牧师什么，大家第一个反应就是他会背圣经，然后他会讲道。
So just then we said, what do you admire most about Pastor Lu? First is, he can memorize the Bible, and secondly, he can preach.
这也是他一直在提醒我们的，就是我们要将神的话要吃进去。
And this is something that he's constantly reminding us, that we have to take in God's words.
所以与道调和，在牧师提醒我们，就像我们要一个人吃东西。
So when we combine the word with faith, it is like eating.
大家还记得吗？有七个动作。
So do you still remember the seven movements?
我们可以大家一起来读，好不好
？Let us read it.
第一个动作是什么
？What is the first movement?
张开口。第二个。
To open your mouth.
吃进去。
To eat it in.
第三个，嚼一嚼。第四个。
To swallow.
吞下去。第五个。消化，第六个吸收，第八个呢产生能量，这个很容易明白，这就是我们吃东西的过程，对不对？我们要有力量，我们必须要每天吃东西嘛。
So this is the process of how we eat and digest food.
好，但是这些事情跟我们与道调和有什么关系呢？
So how is this related to combining it with the word?
第一个，我们张开口来到神的面前，我们就打开心灵。
So firstly, when we open our mouth, we open the spirit.
各位，当你们想吃东西的时候，你们会不会产生一种想吃东西的欲望？
So when you want to eat something, do you have this desire to eat?
那个叫饥渴，那个叫做饥饿。
So that's called the desire to eat.
我们对上帝的话有没有这种饥饿？
Do we have this desire to God's words?
圣经里面叫做渴慕，哦。神的话语。
So we call it yearning for God's words.
我们能够把神的话能够要吃进去，首先我想要渴慕它。
So in order to, eat in God's words, we need to yearn for it.
如果你没有渴慕神，你来到教会，你其实这个话进不去的。
If you don't have this yearning when you come to church, the word won't be able to enter you.
为什么？因为你没有把心灵打开来。
Because you haven't opened your spirit.
就像你要吃东西，你不张开口，那食物怎么塞得进去呢？
So just like when you eat, if you don't open your mouth, how can you put the food in?
所以我们要先把心灵打开，接下来呢？
So firstly, we must open our spirit.
我们要留心听，侧耳听。
So secondly, we must pay attention and listen closely.
留心听，侧耳听，就是我们要专心的去听神的话。
That is to pay attention to God's words.
如果我们心中有很多的思虑烦扰，其实也不太容易能专心。
If we have lots of worries and anxieties, it's not easy to pay attention.
但是我们若是想要在主里面真正有安息，这也是必要的动作。
But if we really want to have peace in God, this is a necessary move.
如果你一下子这无法专心的话，那我们就要安静来祷告，然后我们再去听神的话。
If you cannot pay attention, then you need to, quiet down and pray in order to receive God's words.
那么第三个动作呢，我们要嚼一嚼。嚼一嚼是什么意思呢？
And so the third action is to chew.
我们要慎思明辨。
And that is to do carefully what it says.
这也是老牧师也时常提醒我们，我们要用悟性。
So this is what Pastor often reminded us.
我要用我们的悟性，要我们的思考，理性去思考。
We have to use our rational thinking.
去分析一下这个话到底有没有道理。
To break down whether this word has any meaning.
啊，这个叫慎思明辨。
So this is to think carefully what is said.
若是这个话有问题，我们还要把它吐出来。
So if there's any problem with the word, we have to spit it out.
所以嚼一嚼，有时候我们就是在吃这个东西有没有渣子，有没有不对的，我们要把它吐出来。
So often when we chew something, we are testing to see if there's anything that has to be spit out.
当我们吃了。嚼得差不多了，我们吞下去的第四个动作呢，就是我们要把它存记在心。
So after chewing, we swallow it. That is to keep it in our heart.
也就是背诵。
And that is to remember.
这个也是我们要下的功夫。
And this is an effort that we have to put in.
我们若是听到今天来到教会，我们别的人的话听不到多少，但是我们把神的话听进去，而且把它背诵下来，存记在我们心里，那我们就得着了这个最宝贵的东西。
If we come to church, we remember nothing else but the word that we hear, and we keep it in our hearts, then that is the most precious thing.
当我们把这个话存记在心，我们面临我们日常的生活，我们就可以反复思想。
When we keep it in our hearts, when we face anything in our daily lives, we can constantly reflect and think about this.
这个反复思想就像我们可以吃进的营养，可以在我们身体里面消化。
So it's like vitamin that we eat, and we are absorbing and digesting it.
所以就像老牧师看电视一样，他在看电视，其实他里面在思想的。是上帝的话。
So it's just like Pastor Lee watching television. When he watches it, he's actually digesting it and thinking of it with God's words.
当我们把这个话语消化在我们里面，我们怎么吸收呢？我们透过祷告。
So when we digest the food, how do we absorb it? It's through prayer.
我们看到世界上事情的发生，看到一些不合理的事情的发生，我们不是马上用血气去对应它。
So when we see daily events in our life, things that are not sometimes fair, we don't use our blood and anger to deal with it.
我们用刚才所吸收进去神的话，我们去思想，我们去化成我们跟上帝之间彼此的沟通。
We use the word that we absorbed from God, and we use that to communicate.
如果这样，我们就最后可以进入安息。
And if we can do that, then the final thing is that we will enter peace and rest.
这个就是整个我们与道调和的过程。
So this is the entire process of combining faith with the word.
当我们进入安息以后，我们就无论做什么事情都有主的同在。
After we enter into rest, regardless of anything we do, we will always have the Lord with us.
就如诗篇139篇这边所讲到的，说主他不论我们行路、躺卧、坐下、起来，他都监察，他都在我们的旁边。
Just like it says in Psalms chapter 139, it says, "The Lord, you have searched me, you know me, you know when I sit and when I rise."
所以我们很多时候，我们是与神一起在看事情，与神一起在做事情。
So often we are looking at things with God, doing things with God.
这也是刘牧师在世的时候给我们留下一个生活的秘诀。
And this is the secret to life that Pastor Lee taught us when he was with us.
他说这叫做我们要思念天上的事。
This is called thinking of the heavenly things.
请我们翻到哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节。
So let us look at Colossians chapter...
第三章
Chapter 3,
第一节到第四节
Verse 1 to 4
哥罗西书三章
Colossians chapter 3
第一节到第四节
Verses 1 to 4
好我们请大家一同来念这四节这四节也非常非常的宝贵我们慢慢的来读
Let's read the first four verses together, and they are very important to us. We'll read them slowly together.
请，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了。你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面， 基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这边讲到，我们若与基督一同复活，就要求在上面的事，我们就要有一个渴慕打开心灵的这个动作。
It says here, since we have been raised with Christ, we need to set our things on hearts, our hearts on things above, and we need to have a yearning to do heavenly things.
然后我们将把神的话存记在心以后，我们就里面就有内容可以让我们不断的思念天上的事情。
So after we have taken the word into our hearts, within us we're constantly thinking about heavenly things.
当我们在世界上遇见一些问题的时候，我们就可以用那个神的话来帮助我们化为祷告与神交通。
So whenever we encounter any earthly things, it can help us so we can pray to God and God's Spirit will be among us.
如此我们就能够得着神给我们预备的安息。
Hence, we will be able to get the rest that God gave us.
我们刚刚所读的马太福音第十一章第二十八节那边还有继续往下说。
It further says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
他那边有讲到两个，一个是得安息，还有一个是得享安息。
So firstly, it says to get rest.
什么是得享安息呢
？What is To get rest,
是你可以得享受
to find rest
in your soul, 就是怎么样去可以在你的生命里面，你可以找到安息而且享受它。
How can we find rest for our soul in our life?
接下来有三个方法。
There are three ways.
第一个方法就是我们柔和谦卑。
The first one is to be gentle and humble in heart.
第二个方法是我们要负主的轭。
The second is to take the Lord's yoke upon you.
第三个方法叫担主的担子。
And the third is to take the Lord's yoke.
担主的担子。
Take the Lord's burden.
那么我们一个一个来看。
So we can look at these each.
第一个，我们要像主一样的柔和谦卑。
So first, we need to be gentle and humble like the Lord.
很多时候我们觉得没有安息。
So often we feel that we cannot find rest.
为很多事情打抱不平。
And we feel injustice for many things.
好像背负了很大的重担。
Like we carry a lot of burdens.
其实真正的重担是我们自己。
So the actual burden is ourselves.
我们若是把这个重担，就是我们自我放下来。
If we can put aside ourselves.
我们才会发现真正的轻松。
Then we will find what is actually light.
就跟刘牧师在上个礼拜，他的录像跟我们讲的，我们要如何看别人比自己要强。
So this is just like Pastor Liu last week, his video. He said we need to look at others as if they are better than us.
我们一起再看一下腓立比书的第二章第三节到第五节。
So let us look at Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 to 5.
腓立比书第二章第三节到第五节。
Philippians 2, verse 3 to 5.
好，我们请大家也来读这三节的圣经，腓立比书第二章第三节到第五节。
Let us read these three verses, verses 3 to 5.
预备，来。
凡事
不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
什么是柔和谦卑？
What is gentle and humble?
在这边所解释的就是我们不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，不是为自己去建立关系。
That is not to have selfish ambition or vain conceit.
而是我们每一个人在，尤其在教会里面，我们看到别人的好处。
But that is to at church see the good things of everyone.
个人不是第一个想到自己，而是想到别人可以得到什么好处。
And firstly is to not think about yourself, but to think about what benefits others can receive.
当你真正有这样的 一个思想的时候，你就以基督耶稣的心为心。
When you have this thought of thinking, then your attitude will be the same as Christ Jesus.
因为耶稣基督来到世上，他行了很多的神迹。请问各位，有没有哪一样是他为自己行的？
Because Jesus did a lot of miracles on this earth, and are there any miracles that he did that were for himself?
没有，对不对？
No.
有一个就是几乎要去行的，就是当他禁食了40昼夜。然后撒旦说：“你把石头变成食物。”耶稣没有做。
Where Jesus was tempted by the devil when he was fasting for 40 days.
然后他并没有被撒旦引诱去为他自己做这个神迹。
And Satan tempted him to turn rock into food, but Jesus did not do that.
所以今天我们若是什么事情在教会里先求自己的好处的话，弟兄姐妹，我们其实没有学习到主耶稣的柔和谦卑。
So if we try to seek anything for ourselves, we actually did not learn humility from Jesus.
但是如果我们真正有一个柔和谦卑的心，其实我们容易感觉喜乐。
But if we are gentle and humble in heart, we actually have joy.
我们一起来看腓立比书的第4章第4节到第5节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5.
腓立比书第4章第4节到第5节。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5.
好，我们一起来读，请。
Let's read it together.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。好，后面我们读过了。我们当我们有一个谦让的心。
When we have a humbling heart.
我们看到别人得着益处
，and we see other people receiving benefit.
我们与他同乐
，and we are rejoicing with them.
我们真正会感觉到是一个喜乐充满的
，and we will actually feel like we are filled with joy.
就像我们今天在上海，我们的弟兄姐妹们
，just like today with our brothers and sisters in Shanghai.
我们不是那么多的。人的聚集，我们是在几个家庭的一个聚集。
We are not large in numbers, but we are just a family gathering.
这个家庭若是有喜乐，我们就成为我跟美琼的喜乐。
So if this family is rejoicing, then it becomes Joan and myself's rejoicing.
所以我们时常喜乐。
So we are often rejoicing.
这也是我们在那边服侍的一个很大的一个鼓励。
And this is one of a very big encouragement for us.
所以若是我们今天在教会，我们看到别家的喜乐也成为我们的喜乐，那么弟兄姐妹，我们就喜乐充足。
So when we see other families rejoicing, then we rejoice ourselves too.
那么我们接下来如何来享受主所给我们的安息，还有两个，一个是负主的轭。
So there's two more things in order for us to find rest for our soul. And the second is to take the Lord's yoke upon you.
负轭是什么？就是牛要耕地的时候，我们要把一个轭要放在牛的肩胛骨上。
The yoke is something that you put onto the ox when you want to sow the ground.
我们如果自己假设是那个牛，你会不会喜欢负这个轭？
If you think of yourself as the ox, would you like having a yoke on you?
我想以我们人的想法应该不喜欢，因为我就不自由了。
I think according to human beings, we won't like that because that means we are not free.
我必须要被我后面抓着这个轭的人控制住。
And we will be controlled by the person who is controlling the yoke.
但是这边神却要我们要负主的轭。
But here it says that we have to take the Lord's yoke upon you.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
这个负轭也代表就是我们是要被节制，我们要按着一个规矩去做。
Taking the Lord's yoke is to do everything in a fitting and orderly way.
负主的轭，也就是我们要按着主所吩咐我们的，按着次序去行。
So taking the Lord's yoke is to do everything that God commands us.
不自由。
And there's no freedom.
你没有办法做随便你想做什么做什么。
You can't do whatever you want.
因为神他要我们做的事情已经很清楚明白地写在圣经上面。
Because what the Lord wants us to do is already clearly written in the Bible.
为了让我们明白，神还让圣灵保惠师在神的话语上来 教导我们，来启发启示我们。
So God sent the Holy Counselor to be with us and to reveal to us.
所以这都是神要我们所做的规矩。
And these are all the rules that the Lord wants us to do.
所以神说要让我们负他的轭。
So He says to take His yoke.
那为什么他又说，因为我的轭是容易的呢？
So why did He say that His yoke is easy?
各位可以想想看火车。
We can think of a train.
火车在轨道上走，对吧？
So a train follows the train tracks.
如果火车不按着轨道，
If it doesn't follow the tracks,
它走得动吗？
Then will it be able to proceed?
它没有办法走。
It won't be able to go forward.
虽然它很自由，它不用走这条路线。
So even though it is free from following the tracks,
但是它跑不起来。
But it won't be able to start running.
若是我们有神的路在我们前面，我们凡是按着神的规矩去行。
So if we have God's path in front of us and we follow God's commands,
说实在，我们的生命会比较简单。
Then our life would be easier.
因为我们只要按着神的话走就可以了。
Because all we have to do is just follow God's words.
我特别感觉到，尤其在末后的时代。
And I feel that especially near the end of the world.
有很多的事情是要让我们把这轭拿掉的。
So many things, We want to take off this yoke.
因为那叫做人的自由意志。
Because that is called free will.
或者是说人的尊重个人的一个他的权益。
Or that is called respecting others' rights.
但是神这边讲，我们负他的轭，能够学他的样式。
But here it says, if we take the Lord's yoke, then we will be able to learn from Him.
我们就可以在他里面享受他的安息。
And we can enjoy His rest.
我们不用去想说到底这件事情该做不该做，是不是对，是不是错。
We won't need to consider whether this is right or wrong.
因为圣经也是这么几千年的一个话语，这么多人照着他的话走。没有错。
Because the Bible, thousands of years of words, many countless people have followed this, and they haven't been wrong.
所以我相信这个科学证明也是没有错的。
And I think that the scientific evidence is not wrong either.
所以我们就凡事规规矩矩按着次序行。
So therefore, we will do everything in a fitting and orderly way.
这个是记在哥林多前书第十四章四十节。
We can see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
我们就不用看了。好，那么第三个，我们怎么样享受安息呢？
So the third thing is how can we find rest?
刚才讲，我们要担主的担子。
And that is to take the Lord's burden.
主耶稣在这边讲说，因为我的担子是轻省的。
Because the Lord said that my burden is light.
为什么主的担子是轻省的呢？
Why is the Lord's burden light?
因为我们想到担主担子，就想到为主背十字架的那个古利奈人西门，大家记得吗？
Because when we think of taking the Lord's burden, we think of Simon of Cyrene who took the Lord's cross.
我们在想象那个时候，那个西门背着主的十字架的时候，他是非常非常的沉重。
So Simon, when he was carrying the Lord's cross, it was really heavy for him.
为什么这边讲到说主说背他的担子是轻省的呢？
Why does it say here that carrying the Lord's burden is light?
我们来看圣经，在诗篇第六十八篇第十九节。
We can see Psalms 68, verse 19.
诗篇第六十八篇第十九节。
Psalm 68, verse 19.
诗篇六十八篇第十九节。
Psalms 68, verse 19.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
请，天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。为什么主的担子是轻省的？
Why is the Lord's burden light?
因为是主他自己背着的。
Because it is the Lord Himself who is carrying it.
就跟我想象一个画面，各位可以跟我一起想象。
Like a picture this.
一个爸爸他提了一个很重的水。
So a father carrying a really heavy tub of water.
他三岁的小女儿。
And his three-year-old daughter.
看到爸爸提很重的水，说爸爸我来帮忙。
Sees his dad, sees her dad carrying this heavy tub of water, and she says, "Dad, let me help you carry it."
但是他根本也够不到那个水的。那个高度。
But she is unable to even reach the height of the water.
所以她的帮忙几乎是增加那个水的重量。
So her help is actually increasing the weight of the water.
那但是她爸爸 看到小女儿愿意帮她爸爸提水，她高兴不高兴
？But when the father sees his daughter willing to help him carry, is he happy?
我相信是高兴的。
I believe he must be.
只要我女儿为我做任何的事情，我都会高兴。
Anything that my daughter wants to help me with, I'm happy.
我想我们的天父也是这样。
And I believe that our Father in heaven is like this.
我们若是愿意背负主的重担。
If we are willing to carry the Lord's burden,
其实主早就帮我们背了。
And the Lord actually has carried it for us.
所以他说我的担子是轻省的。
And that's why he says my burden is light.
那么背主的重担是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to carry the Lord's burden?
就是我们能够与神同工。
That is to co-work with him.
我们能够为主来工作。
To work for the Lord.
所以我们怎么样来享受安息？
So how can we find rest?
我们刚才所讲的第一个，我们柔和谦卑，就是以基督耶稣的心为心。
So the first is to be gentle and humble and have the Lord's heart as our own.
第二个，负主的轭，就是我们照着主的吩咐去做。
And secondly, to take the Lord's yoke is to obey what the Lord commands.
第三个就是担主的担子，就是我们做主的工作。
And to bear the Lord's burden is to do the Lord's work.
我们来自己来检视我们自己。
And we can inspect ourselves.
如果我们没有安息，我们没有进入安息，但是我们非常想要享受安息。
If we have not entered rest, but we want to have this rest.
我们就用这三个来检视。
Then we can use these three items to.
我们有没有以基督耶稣的心为心
？Have we had Jesus' heart as our own？
我们有没有在凡事上按着主的吩咐来行
？Have we obeyed everything that the Lord wants us to do？
我们有没有在做主的事工
？And how are we doing the work of God？
其实，真的，当我们做主的事工的时候，我们真的是可以享受安息。
So when we actually do the work of God, we can indeed find rest.
这是弟兄我自己的一个经验，也跟各位做这样的见证。
So this is a personal experience that I have, and I want to share it with you.
虽然我们在地上还是有许多的工作
，Even though we have a lot to do on this earth,
但我们若是把主的事工摆在前面
，But if we prioritize God's work,
我们真的可以在事情做事的当中享受到安息。
Then we will actually find rest amidst this work.
最后要跟大家来分享的。
So the last thing I want to share with you.
我们今天讲刘牧师，他已经安息了。
Today we talk about Pastor Lee. He has already rested.
我们讲安息了，就是人已经过世了。
So when we say someone rested, it means they have passed away.
所以我们不是说每一个人真正安息就是我们最后的结局。
So just because someone has rested, it is not the end.
其实我们在这个世界上，我们随时刚才讲，我们活着我们就可以享受安息。
Because even while we live, we can enjoy rest.
很多人不是这样想，因为他生活得很累。
Because, but lots of people don't think of it that way because they are very tired from life.
所以他们一直在算我什么时候可以退休。
And they calculate when can I retire.
因为他想要休息。
Because they want to rest.
我们基督徒其实是没有退休的。
So for us Christians, we do not have retirement.
但是圣经里面讲，却有两种安息。
But the Bible says there are two types of rest.
我们来看一下。
Let's have a look.
在希伯来书的第四章第十节到第十一节。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10 to 11.
希伯来书第四章第十节到第十一节。
Hebrews 4, verses 10 to 11.
我来读第八、第九节，做一个背景的说明。
So I'll read 8 and 9, as the background.
第八节、第九节是说，若是约书亚已叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子，这样看来，必另有一个安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
也就是说，当约书亚带着以色列人进入迦南，他们认为已经安息了。
That is to say, when Joshua brought the Israelites to enter into Canaan, they thought that they had already found rest.
但是约书亚说，另有一个安息日的安息。
But Joshua said that there is actually another rest.
也就是那个安息日还没有到。
That is the Sabbath rest, which hasn't arrived yet.
好，我们一起来读第九第十节第十一节。
Let's read verses 10 to 11 together.
好，一起来，请。因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。这边讲到说，另有一个安息日的安息为我们存留。
So here it says that there is another Sabbath rest for us.
我们还没有进入安息。
And we haven't entered this rest.
所以我们要务必的竭力进入那个安息。
So we must make every effort to enter that rest.
那个安息是什么呢？
And what rest is this?
就是当主耶稣再来的时候，他把我们提到天上，与主一同坐宝座掌王权的那一个时间。
And that rest is when when the Lord comes back again to take us up into heaven to sit with him on his throne and to govern the kingdoms. That will be the final rest.
我们现在还没有。
And we haven't achieved this yet.
刘牧师他已经接近。
So Pastor Lee, he has neared it.
但是也还没有。
But not yet.
因为在等我们。
Because he's waiting for us.
因为最后那一天是我们在世界上的人，或者是现今在乐园里面的那些圣徒，我们要一起要进到神的安息里。
The final day, all of us and all the saints, we will enter together into that rest.
所以我们今天为什么要竭力的进入安息？
So why do we want to try and get into this rest today?
这个是我们基督徒没有退休的一个原因。
So this is the reason why Christians don't retire.
我们在神的道路上面，我们要继续的往前，竭力的走。
And we have to walk on this way of life.
但是另外一方面，我们在世界上的事情，我们却可以享受安息。
But in another way, we can have rest from the works of this earth.
所以各位了解，这是两个不同的安息。
So there, these are two different rests.
我们在世界上，我们一定要学会那个进入安息、享受安息的秘诀。
So on earth, we must learn the secret to receiving this rest and be able to have this rest.
就是我们要交出去，接进来。
That is to give away and take in.
把什么交出去
？What do we give away?
挂虑交出去。
All our worries.
把什么接进来
？What do we take in?
把神的话接进来。
God's words.
能够让我们与道调和。
So that it can be combined with the word.
这样子我们就得着安息。
And then we can receive rest.
我们怎么样去享受它呢
？And how can we enjoy it?
第一个是我们要有基督耶稣的心。
So first we must have a heart like that of Christ Jesus.
一个柔和谦卑的心。
A gentle and humble heart.
第二个是什么
？And secondly?
第二个是我们要 要照着主的吩咐去做。
Do everything in a fitting and orderly way.
第三个呢？
And lastly,
是什么？我们要常做主的工作。
That is to do God's work.
如此我们就能够得享安息。
And then we will be able to find rest.
我们在地上我们就可以活得轻松自在。
And we can live a carefree and simple life.
就像老牧师在世界上这九十八年的生活日子一样。
Just like the life of Pastor Lee, his 98 years of living on earth.
但是我们仍然不要歇下自己的工。
But we must not stop doing our own work.
我们要竭力的进入那安息。
And we must try to enter into this rest.
盼望我们每一个弟兄姐妹都能够明白安息的道理。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters can understand the meaning of rest.
我们一起低头做个祷告。
And let us pray.
慈悲怜悯的父神，爱我们的主耶稣。
Our gracious Lord, our loving Lord Jesus.
谢谢你让我们在这里有一个属灵的家。
Thank you for giving us a spiritual home.
因此我们不会在这个世界上面漂流无定。
So that we will not walk on this earth not knowing where to go.
我们在这里能够学习主的话语。
And we can learn your words here.
能够明白生命的方向。
We can understand the direction to life.
我们更有一群弟兄姐妹，我们的家人一起往前走。
And we have our family of brothers and sisters. We can walk forward together.
走这一条生命的道路。
To walk this path of life.
主，这都是你的恩典。
And Lord, this is your grace.
盼望主能够让我们这个教会合乎你的心意。
Please let our church be pleasing to your will.
让我们都能够在你里面得着安息。
That all of us may be able to find rest in you.
而且在我们的生活里面得享安息。
And in our life, we can find rest.
我们一起凭着信心来仰望主你所给我们预备那永远的安息。
And through faith, we can look upon the rest that you will give us.
也就是主你所给我们预备那永远的荣耀。
And that is the eternal glory you have given us.
愿主继续带领我们每一个人往前走。
And please may you lead each and every one of us forward.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.